Hello and welcome into the game. I'm Tyler Dreiling, joined by Mitch Fortner. John Kurtz is headed to a concert tonight. We really let him off the hook for that. I was actually hoping that we could get some Blink 182 bed music today. I don't know if that is possible, but I may have to have you work on that at some point during the show today.
You like Blink?
I like Blink. It took me a little bit longer to get exposed to their music than it should have, but I like Blink.
I'll give you an example here in just a little bit of what John's going to go see tonight.
Okay, all right, we can get into that. No doubt about it. We've got some fun stuff to get into today. We are going to talk about K-State a little bit of K-State football. I think that there may be some fatigue that has set in from all of the things that have been going on with the basketball program, and maybe that is affecting how fans are viewing the K-State football season that's coming up, or the spring football season. We'll talk about that a little bit. I have an NBA take, believe it or not. I don't watch a lot of NBA, but something I need to get off my chest in the second hour. I'm going to help out Mitch with what he needs to do when he's in Orlando this weekend for WrestleMania. He's going to have some free time, and he says that he wants to experience Orlando, so we're going to help him out with that. A little bit of breaking news over the course of this afternoon. The AP Player of the Year, the National Player of the Year, has been announced, and it's a familiar name. Also a familiar name for K-State women's basketball fans is going to be on your television screens tonight. If you want to give that a look, we'll talk about that later. And the number one reason that Mitch and I are excited for the Royal season, which is coming up here in, what'd you say, less than 4 days now?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
3:10 on Monday.
Amazing. We are almost there.
So I looked up what the most popular Blink 182 song, mm-hmm. and I got I Miss You.
Maybe.
Sound right to you?
First Date is a good one. That's one of my more favorite Blink songs. Are you going to play some now?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever heard this in my life.
Yeah, this is kind of unfamiliar to me, too. Huh. And it's not good bed music, either. We're going to need to work on this a little bit. I'll leave it up to you. You can check some of those out over there. But here in this first segment, I'm just going to let you take over the airways.
I can't do it.
My voice is a little bit weak. I had a very strong performance at karaoke last night. So.
What'd you sing?
Oh, Piano Man, my go-to, my bread and butter.
You gotta have more than one song.
The meat and potatoes of my arsenal. What, more than one song?
Yeah.
Well, when a bunch of people are signing up for songs, you know, you gotta wait a long time. And there we go. I'm very familiar with this.
Oh
yeah, this is good.
God. John.
What, have you heard this before?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Good song.
Okay,
I could see the appeal of seeing that in person. All right, let's get on topic here. We'll talk more Blink later on in the show. But that's what John is up to today. So you have Mitch and I today. If you want to give us a call, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. All right, let's start with this, though, on a more serious note. The announcement of K-State's athletic director, new athletic director, I think is probably going to happen here within the next couple of weeks or so. It does seem like there has been some progress made along that front with the selection committee or the committee that K-State put together to explore that. And last night I was thinking about that and thinking about the fact that, you know, here within a couple of weeks, K-State will have a new athletic director and he will have to put together his priorities, his vision for the future of K-State athletics. And it brought me to this thought. I think that K-State's new athletic director, whoever it is, whether it be Laird Veach, Chad Weiberg, Kirby Hokut, I mean, anybody, it really doesn't matter who it is, has a pretty tough task ahead of them because of the situation that K-State fans find themselves in now with how things ended with John Curry and the way that fans now seem to feel about his overall performance as K-State's athletic director. I think there has been some cracking in the foundation there as far as the trust level, fans having the 100% level of trust that the athletic director is going to do a good job or going to make the right decisions at the right times. And I think that that's something that the new athletic director, whoever it is going to need to address and get out in front of. They are going to need to repair that relationship. I think it'll be important for K-State to bring someone in that has a little bit more of a I'm trying to think of a good way to phrase this, but a little bit more humanization to their personality. And I don't totally mean this against John Curry, but he was very robotic. I've said this a couple times. He was very robotic in how he went about things, the conversations that he had with people. I think you're going to need to bring in someone that just has a little bit different personality to present that contrast to fans. And it's not just because of the way things ended with Curry, but you look at how things ended with Bob Krause when he was K-State's athletic director. This goes back a while that K-State fans have had athletic directors that have done some very good things, but ultimately when they've left, it has not been on the best of terms. And Curry certainly applies to that as well. And it just makes it more difficult for whoever is coming in as the next guy to win over the fans and give that confidence, instill that confidence in the fans that they're going to make the right choices. So I think that that's going to be task number one for whoever K-State hires, is to win that press conference, get people excited again, and just get people to believe that the direction that athletic director is going to take K-State athletics is going to be the right one.
See, the way I look at it is whoever the new athletic director is really shouldn't have to deal with any kind of pressure that the last athletic director left behind. Because, for instance, I mean, it's not like a presidency here. It's not like the last guy left a huge mess and now the new guy has to clean it all up, and that's what he's going to base his whole tenure on. I don't think it's like that. I don't think John Curry really left a mess behind. He just left behind a certain legacy.
Yeah, well, that's actually a good word that you bring up, because I do think that, you know, as I was looking at the reactions to the story that came out yesterday, a lot of this conversation, by the way, is coming from Kelis Robinette's story yesterday that he posted about Frank Martin, and he talked to former K-State president John Weefald, who said that Frank Martin would still be at K-State if it weren't for John Curry, more or less. And, I mean, that's putting it in simpler terms, but that's basically what he said. So that's where a lot of this comes from, and I do think that pretty much cemented John Curry's legacy at K-State, whether it's fair or not. And I think that you can debate that a little bit, because Curry did come in to a situation that was not good financially. He fixed the budget with K-State sports. He got them out of the red and into the black, and did all that great fundraising and everything there. And that should be taken into account. But with the way things ended, and especially with it being parlayed with the Final Four in South Carolina going, I think that for most K-State fans, if you ask them 5 years from now or 10 years from now what they think of when they think of John Curry, it's going to be mostly negative things. And that's a part of the reason that I brought this conversation up, because I think because of that, K-State's new athletic director has a responsibility and obligation to get the fans rallied around them, because that has not been the case with John Curry for the last at least five or six, well, maybe not 5 or 6 years, but I'm going to say at least 2 or 3 years, fans have had some level of discontent with John Curry, and that's something that needs to change under the new AD.
Well, that's where K-State, I think, can find themselves pretty lucky, because when it comes to coaching, that's where we really pay attention to athletic directors the most, probably. Would you agree with that? Is coaching, the hires they make, and how that coaching tenure goes, and when and how they fire him and all that stuff. Am I mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah.
And the one thing people wanted John Curry to do, and I'm not speaking for everybody, but there were obviously, you know, the word was out there that fans wanted Bruce Weber to be fired. Bruce Weber earned another year here at K-State. So when that new athletic director comes in, or whoever takes over, it's Laird Veach, whoever, right now he's in a pretty good situation to where he's not in the spot to fire or hire anybody. Right now, there's a pretty solid group of coaches here. I'm not talking just basketball, but everywhere else. And it just depends on, first of all, how well he does work with the other coaches.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because you feel like that athletic director will not have to make a decision regarding coaching for any sport for at least a year. If they had come in to a situation where K-State had just lost in the Big 12 tournament and then they didn't make the NCAA tournament, well, then that would be a lot tougher because they would have to make that call right then if they want to move on from Bruce Weber in a or at a place and time that's very late in the game as far as the coaching carousel is concerned, and I don't know who would be available to go get at that point. But you're right that now, since we know that Bruce Weber has done enough, that that they're going to stick with him for another year, the next athletic director will be able to watch next year's performance, see how it goes, and make their own decision at that time if they want to move in a different direction.
There's one thing John Curry did last year that I greatly appreciated. He told the soccer staff to make sure I was on every road trip for the soccer season. Hopefully the new guy doesn't decide, hey, we don't need this guy, don't put him on any more road trips. If I'm still on every road trip, I think we'll be okay, sir.
Well, so what, ma'am. What's the road schedule look like this year?
Can't tell you yet.
You can't share it yet?
Not yet.
Well, I know you enjoyed going to Austin, but Texas will be coming here probably.
Texas will be coming here, but it'll be like the round robin, Big 12 round robin type of thing.
Okay. Well, for your sake, I hope K-State makes a good hire because we all know that keeping Mitch happy is the number one priority around here.
And, hey, John Curry hired Mike DeBeanie. He's an awesome guy.
One final point before we go to the break is that when you ask K-State fans, particularly in our generation, I mean, I know that – sometimes the demographic that we are talking to on this show is a little bit older than the people that we interact with on a daily basis or interact with on social media. But when you talk to our generation and you ask their opinion on John Curry, immediately the first thing that stands out is Bruce Weber. But he has made some very good hires for coaching otherwise, and I think Jeff Mitty is the shining example of that. Jeff Mitty was a slam dunk, continues to do well at K-State, will continue to do well at K-State, made some hires for the up-and-coming programs, soccer being included, Mike DeBeanie, who's a very good guy, very good coach, and should have success here, Grant Robbins with K-State men's golf, and a women's tennis hire as well. So I think that it might be a case where John Curry learned from some of his mistakes early on, and he started to prioritize different things as he looked for coaches of other programs. But that doesn't play well with the younger demographic because men's basketball is king, other than football, obviously. Men's basketball in comparison to women's basketball and you know, golf and everything like that, there isn't a whole lot of competition there. So I think that all of those things are worth pointing out. It was kind of a scrambled segment a little bit, but you got some of our thoughts on K-State moving forward. And again, I think the big thing here is that we are most likely within a couple weeks of K-State having its new athletic director. Going to head to our first break here on this first hour. Still a lot to come, including an NBA take of mine and trying to find Mitch something to do in Orlando. But when we come back, only 4 days away from the start of the Royals season, I am extremely excited. So is Mitch. We'll tell you the number one reason that we're excited, and it has nothing to do with anything on the field. That's coming up next on The Game.